Our gospel for today speaks about the third confrontation and conflict between Jesus and the Pharisees regarding the law of the prophets that affect the lives of the people. This is in the Gospel of St. Mark. The two other conflicts are, first, the healing of the paralytic man, that is the last Friday gospel, wherein four friends brought the man to Jesus, forgave his sins, and healed him. And the Pharisees questions Jesus' authority to forgive sins. Second conflict was the calling of Levi or Matthew, whom the Pharisees observed Jesus was dining with tax collectors and sinners, wherein Jesus said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." In today's gospel, Pharisees accuse Jesus and the disciples of breaking the Sabbath by plucking heads of grain, which is considered work on the Sabbath day. For the Jews, this is the day God rested, so people need to rest too, a law that must be observed. But Jesus maintains that human need has priority over ritual custom. The Sabbath is made for man and not men and women for the Sabbath. For more than 500 years from the time of the Babylonian captivity to the time of Jesus, the Jews had observed the law of the Sabbath. This secular observance became for them a strong sign of identity. The Sabbath was rigorously observed. At the time of the Maccabees, toward the end of the second century before Christ, this observance had reached a critical point. Attack by the Greeks on Sabbath, the rebellious Maccabees preferred to allow themselves to be killed rather than to transgress the law of the Sabbath by using arms to defend their own life. For this, 1,000 people died. So reflecting on the massacre, the Maccabee leaders concluded that they should resist and defend their own life, even on the Sabbath. And Jesus used the same attitude to consider the law of the Sabbath in a relative way in favor of human life, because the law exists for the good of human life and not vice versa. So, my dear brothers and sisters, the Lord's Day was aimed for our good and not for evil. We don't withhold mercy and kindness in response to human needs, because this was not part of God's purpose and of an objective, that we rest from unnecessary labor. The more we become closer to God and imitate Him, the more we need to be merciful, kind, compassionate, and loving, and do the best that we can for the good of others. So do good always and not postpone it, even on the Lord's Day.